This show is a Hopful Media podcast production.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a History of Persia bonus episode. Daniel, Folktales, Apologia, and the Apocalypse. I am returning to the biblical text where I just have to be extremely abrasive to biblical literalists. Today, we are talking about the Book of Daniel. The traditional story, as framed in the text itself, is that Daniel was the product of a Jewish man of the same name in the Babylonian court following the mass deportation of the Judeans by Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon in the early 6th century BCE. It tells the stories of Daniel from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar down to the reign of Cyrus, but insert a real big asterisk there. The historical consensus is universally that the Book of Daniel was written about 500 years after that supposed date in the mid-2nd century BCE. The more interesting examples for us are the stories of Bel and the dragon. The tale of Bel is ridiculing idol worship. It describes a probably real practice of pagan temples, though more likely referencing specifically Greek practices than Babylonian. It also more firmly ties Daniel to a Cyropedia-esque version of history, opening with the claim, "When Astyages was laid to rest, Cyrus acceded to his kingdom." I suppose that's fairly accurate, if you by laid to rest you mean was defeated and killed by Cyrus. As opposed to the Cyropedia version, where Astyages and Cyrus are great friends until the old king dies and passes Babylon fully to his Persian grandson. In the story, Cyrus argues with Daniel about Bel, aka Marduk, being a living god. Why the Persian Mazda-worshipping Cyrus would care? Well, you know, it's just a story trope at this point. Cyrus points out that Bel is obviously alive because offerings are laid before his altar during the day and consumed overnight. Daniel investigates and exposes an elaborate trapdoor system that empties the food brought to the statue of Bel into a chamber so it can be collected by the priests for their own consumption. Thus he proves to Cyrus that the idols of pagan gods were not, in fact, living deities as was commonly preached and believed in the ancient world. The least realistic thing about this is Cyrus being angered with the priests for their trickery, as if the king didn't know exactly how temples worked. The story of the dragon is the last, and by far the coolest, of the stories associated with Daniel. It's also the one with the most direct Persian influence. Daniel literally slays a dragon. Still frustrated by Daniel's insistence that his own god is the only true deity, Cyrus points out that there is a dragon in Babylon, revered by the locals as a god. It is a literal living, breathing, eating animal. So it's hard to deny. Daniel sets out to fix this inconvenience in his theology, promising Cyrus that he would personally slay the beast. He does this by baking a cake full of hostile ingredients and feeding them to the dragon, causing it to burst open from the inside out and die. There are different versions of this tale, which was understandably very popular in antiquity. The commonly accepted Catholic and Orthodox version has the cakes filled with pitch, fat, and hair, essentially little edible bombs. In a Jewish version referenced in the Talmud, Daniel fills camel skins with hot coals to feed them to the dragon. That version in particular is very similar to a story from the early medieval Persian epic the Shahnameh, which features Iskandar, literally Alexander the Great, slaying a dragon by filling cow skins with coals instead. In the Book of Bel and the Dragon, this god-slaying incident enrages Cyrus and prompts the incident with the lion's den. But that is all I want to discuss about the Book of Daniel for now. I've got two more episodes in this fiction series of bonus episodes that I started way back, and then it's on to some new topics. Until next time, thank you all so, so much for continuing to support the history of Persia.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, History of Persia fans. Before Persia, another civilization controlled the Middle East, the very first civilization, the inventors of writing itself. From the clay tablets of ancient Mesopotamia come the oldest stories. The history and myth of the first Mesopotamians is the subject of the Oldest Stories podcast online at oldeststories.net. If you like ancient history, come check out the Oldest Stories after you listen to this episode.